I've been speaking out a little about Cyril Ramaphosa this week because there's sort of various, things happening in the Section 194 inquiry. Please, will you subpoena the president? No, we will not. Oh, well, then we reserve our legal rights. And there's been this concerted effort by the opposition to try and get Cyril Ramaphosa to answer questions about what happened at Palapala. And we've been told that the matter has been referred to the Inspector General's office, but nothing can happen there because they don't have a chief. And throughout all of this, he remains mute. He says not a word. And I've shared my opinion several times that I think it's a mistake. I think that in the beginning that he should have spoken out and said, this is my version. This is what happened. I did nothing wrong. The longer it takes for the authorities to come up with a report, or for Cyril Ramaphosa perhaps to be persuaded to answer a parliamentary question, the less his answers, if they are true, are likely to be believed. Ferial Haffagy is the associate editor of the Daily Maverick. Hello, Ferial.
Good afternoon, John.
He's kind of boxed himself into a corner, hasn't he? Because with the stance that he took in the beginning, a stance which has been reiterated several times by him and the people who speak for him, he kind of now has to allow the damage to continue, because what would motivate him to say, this is my version of events, folks?
I suppose if you're listening carefully to your country, we regularly dip into our readers' views at Daily Maverick, and I must say I was surprised by the pace and number of questions, and people just appear to have lost trust in the president, and he still enjoyed, until now, the highest trust rating, still does, in fact. So I think this is becoming a very damaging scandal. And I take you back, John, to the day when Arthur Fraser laid that case at the Rosebank police station. The presidency spokesperson said that within days there would be a press conference by the president where he would tell the country exactly what would happen, and within days there would also be the provision of those sales records so that you could see that there had in fact been a transaction. So there was an intention to do that, and then I don't know if it was poor legal advice or what happened, but then they just clammed up. And I think day by day this is a growing scandal, and it's becoming a very damaging one.
So I can't imagine... Not I can't imagine, I know there is no legal impediment to him speaking out. So then becomes a decision of reputation management. It becomes a political decision. It's not a legal decision. There is absolutely no legal impediment why he couldn't have held a news conference and said, yes, there was a theft from my farm on this date in 2020. The amount which has been mentioned is ridiculous. It was $600,000. It was a cash sale to a Dubai buyer who bought a buffalo bull from me, and I have a long-standing relationship with both SARS and the Reserve Bank, because the kind of business that the farm does often involves cash transactions in foreign currency. So all of it gets reported, and everything is done properly. And, you know, why didn't he do that, Ferial?
I don't understand. I do know that Karam Singh of Corruption Watch has said that the president can allow the piercing of the confidentiality veil, the secrecy veil that all taxpayers enjoy, and he should do so in this case, so that he can reveal that he has actually paid tax on this, that it has been reported to SARS, and all of that would take the head of steam out of what's becoming a very damaging story. But if you read the other media, John, that where often is peddled disinformation and where factions put their narrative into, there are also suggestions that this money, and you have to ask why it was sewn into a couch, and if it wasn't, why not just say it wasn't, it was in a safe or wherever, that may have been political donations which had been undeclared, and thus there is this length of time with what the president is saying, I must allow due process to take place, in fact may be a way of trying to marry transactions with what in fact are donations. You see, all the speculation, it fills a vacuum, and I can't understand why the president doesn't come out and explain to us what happened.
I could end up with significant egg on my face with my repeated belief that there's probably nothing significantly wrong with the way Pala Pala does business. There have been enough reports by Daily Maverick people, News 24 and others, that yes, the game buying and selling industry works in cash sometimes, works in foreign currency sometimes. And I don't know, just the Cyril Ramaphosa that I got to know a little bit during the negotiations for the new constitution and so on, struck me as somebody who would do things in the right way. I personally am more worried about what happened once the theft was reported to him and what happened thereafter and why was there never... And I'm worried that some funny stuff has gone on there. But, you know, I can't imagine that he's got deep and dark secrets to hide.
You know, I suppose I'm less forgiving than you, John, of, like, I don't know why rich people's hobbies should be granted the benefit of cash, where if you and I were to deposit such large amounts into our accounts, we'd have to account to SARS. So that does raise a question. But certainly, I think the president would do better to answer his country. The minister in the presidency, Monday Gungubile, told the gathering of senior journalists and editors last week that he has nothing to hide and that he's itching to tell. And my response was, so come on, tell. There's nothing to stop you.
His response?
His response is, we will not be bullied by public pressure. Due process has to take its course.
Yeah, but due process doesn't exclude the president.
No, it doesn't.
Answering but the questions. The two can go next to each other.
He wouldn't be the first political leader in a tight spot to hide behind what's really a false legal veil.
Ferial, thank you. Always lovely to hear your thoughts. Daily Maverick Associate Editor Ferial Haffergy.